Good morning. And how are you? We're in the middle of a Divine Mercy Encounter weekend. And so we have 44 people that are making that. And it's about as most as we could ever have. So it's all the place will fill. But it's been one of the most phenomenal weekends that I've worked all these years. The young people are great. The adults are great. It's just been a good thing. It's also, though, been very tiring, of course. You know, last night I went to bed at 1:30. And I always wake up at 4:15, and I woke up at 4:15 this morning. And I go, oh, no, it's going to happen. So I woke up and did my holy hour at 6:15. And as I was reflecting on the gospel, because I didn't have Mass last night, what hit me most, especially as I did my tweet this morning, was just the last line of the first reading, where here's God, and he's just saying, who will go for us? Whom shall I send? And then Isaiah just says, here I am. You send me. And I was just caught with the generosity of someone, because usually, like, something is, as a pastor, I get up and I say, hey, we need some people. And people go, do 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 do. You know, it's like, we don't want to do anything, you know. And that's just not here. It's just like, oh, anything. But what we need to be doing it for most is that every day we come before God and say, God, here I am. I'll do anything you want. Is that where our heart is? Because often what we do is when we go to pray every day, it's, God, this is what I need. This is what you need to do for me. God, I have these desires. Lord, I have these wants. Lord, I have you to need to protect me. You need to give me strength. You need to heal me. You need to do these things for me. But that's not the way the followers of Jesus have been, or the followers of God, or the prophets. They would come before God and say, here I am. Send me. Use me. And boy, what God can do with a generous heart. So we got to pray for this generosity. I'll never forget years ago when I first became pastor here, a couple joined the parish, and they've still been here. They're not here. That's why I can preach about them. But they came, and I was still teaching a prep, and they asked if they could come. They were going to join the parish, and they asked if they could come and meet with me. And it always worries me when people want to come and meet with me, because I'm thinking, did I say something again when I didn't know about or anything? So they came in, and I said, what's up? What can I do for you? And they said, well, we're joining the parish. I said, oh, bless God, you're great to have you here. And they said, but we just want to know, what can we do for you, Father? I almost had a heart attack. What? Huh? Usually it's, what can I, Father, this is what I want you to do for me. Father, would you take care of this, this, and this? And Father, do you have this for my family? Father, I don't know. I want to make sure. Just make sure that you're going to take care of all my needs, Father. And here came a family that says, we're here to serve God and to serve you, Father. What could we do? Whoa. Now, if we all became like that, huh? And I know you all are, right? Yes, Father. So that's the thing. So what I'm asking is all of us, that in our prayer life, we just become more generous with God. That's all. In your daily prayer with God, instead of just, and you need to ask those other things, but just ask that you have the generosity that every day in your prayer, you say, here I am. What do you want of me? I'll do anything you want. Send me. And you watch what God will do with your life. You watch. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen.